$10,500.
You know what? It was never made clear to me during the hearing exactly what decisions were being appealed. I think that, you know, none of the requests were made in a timely manner. I mean, you know, timely is within 30 days. These requests haven't been made in a timely manner. You know, we talked about the memo to the county administrator and to one of the councilmen. And, you know, it offered an explanation of the overall situation, but it wasn't a decision which an appeal could be taken. You know, she's also appealing to have her property assessment card corrected, and that's not a decision of a building official.
No.
And even if it were, it's been filed, it wouldn't have been filed in a timely manner. She was appealing the decision to file the application without first being, without, you know, first obtaining a survey. You know, we cannot, it's impossible for us to make any determination of variances, the need for a variance or anything else,
right,
if we don't know where the property lines are. And that's why we ordered it. That's why, you know.
That's been that way.
Exactly. You know, until that happens, how can anyone ask us to determine what variance is necessary?
Right, because she came in and said that might. If she don't, but she don't decide what the back being, what the front is, well, that's fine.
She, you know.
So if you don't even know that, how can you even want that? Ask for that.
Yep. She alleged that her old shed was blown down by the wind, and that she had the right to reconstruct it within 12 months. To do so, you know, you got to get a building permit, and there was none issued. And again, you know, since then, no timely appeal has been made. She admitted that she replaced the shed in 1990s and didn't have a permit. Well, you know, you can't do that. It was illegal. Therefore, you can't rebuild it, replace it. I don't know, I could go on and on, but
no need to.
You know, overall,
no.
Her appeal is not in a timely manner.
No.
It's impossible for us to make any determination without a survey.
Correct.
And she's clearly in violation by placing the shed there.
Yep.
So. My motion, I guess, would be to appeal, to deny the appeal.
Yeah, there's also the variance. You got to deal with both of them, so either you're doing them separately or at the same time.
Deny the appeal and the...
And the variance. How can we determine the variance without lines?
Without the variance, so I deny both.
What's needed?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we deny the appeal on case number 10,500. And well as the variances. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. Case number 10,500 is denied on both requests. Okay, gentlemen. Now we've got, now that cleans up, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 table for our next regular meeting, I guess. That's all the old. Susan, is there anything going on else we need to know about anything? We can help you all with?
Quiet.
Sure. Quiet. Keep them straight with your big stick. Yeah. Okay. Kelly, anything in there? Anything right? You need anything?
Excuse me?
Sir?
Have the guard intercept.
Have that guard intercept that gentleman. Hold him right there, would you please?
For what reason, sir? For what reason?
For threatening the board members.
Board members.
I'm talking to the board. I'm talking to the board.
You looked right at him. You said it. What did you say?
I didn't say nothing to the board, sir.
What did you say?
What did I say?
Yes, what did you say?
I said somebody ought to shoot me.
No, you didn't. What did you say?
No.
You want to play the tape back? Because you're on tape, sir.
You said they all ought to be shot.
You said we all ought to be shot. You threatened every one of us. I'll play the tape back. What's that?
I didn't threaten anybody.
Well, who are you talking about shooting all of them then?
Pardon me?
Don't play me.
I'm not playing games.
You stand right here. Right, you stay right there. We come out there, sir. Shoot somebody.
Can't make these kind of threats this day and age. It's time.
I broke my glasses.
You did?
Yeah. Got mad at slamming me. I broke my glasses.
I think after that statement,
I should have.
He said all of them should be shot. I heard him.
I heard him say it too.
Did you hear it, Mr. Clive?
I heard him say it.
On film.
I heard him say it.
Yeah.
You think I have any problem getting a concealed weapon permit now?
You don't.
Sorry about that, Albert. I didn't appreciate it.
You don't say that kind of stuff.
Especially these young ladies up here.
Well, anybody.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm not these two young ladies. That, you
said they all of you should.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. So now we're the next course of action.
There's a long way towards the.
Well, I mean, you don't go into an airport and say, I've got a bomb anymore. You don't do that anymore. Okay? You don't go through a metal detector and say, oh, you missed the gun. You don't do those things anymore. You don't say that.
No, sir.
And that was unacceptable.
There.
And I'm glad you called him down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. These young ladies hadn't been here. I said so.
We got Jeannie's sister that got
thank God.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
know. I was a little shocked.